Two men from New Mexico labored under a tarp cover Monday morning at the Hopkins County Veterans Memorial, adding names to a stone. I found Veterans Memorial Committee member Clayton McGraw there observing the work.
Clayton, we've always said this was a living memorial, and lo and behold, here's a good example of it right here.
That's right, Don. They're adding some more names. We're adding 250 more names. And, of course, these boys here is out of New Mexico. And they started here on Saturday, and they run into some bad weather yesterday and got into some slow traffic and everything and didn't make it till this morning. But they're here getting after it.
Yeah, you've got a little cover for them here in case of the elements.
Yes, the stone has to be dry for them to work on. Mm-hmm. So we covered it with plastic on Friday, and then yesterday we put this cover over it so that it would keep a place dry for them to work, because they have to have their sand dry.
Mm-hmm. And some people donated this to help you out?
Feeding Seed helped us out there. They donated the material for us to cover this with, and we sure do appreciate it.
Any idea how many names this brings us to on this?
It brings us up over 7,000.
I
don't know just exactly the count, but it's up over 7,000.
Do we still have a pretty good list of unsponsored veterans that we could certainly get them up on the wall if we just had the funds?
Yes, we have over 2,000. We had over 3,000. Yeah. There's been people has donated money, you know, for our Adopt a Vet program. Mm-hmm. And we have, that's where a lot of these are coming from here. And so we just... We appreciate anybody who wants to kick in for Adopt a Vet. And the reason we have these that are unsponsored is because they're World War I veterans and so on, and there's no more family around here, you know, anymore. And so we just need help for sponsorship. Mm-hmm. And that's what we need help on.
Uh-huh. And we will continue along with every few months. The way I know that it's open again, I drive by Tommy Allison's office and I see a sign saying that, you know, you have another deadline coming up and you'll just continue to do that.
That's right. We want to have these, we wanted to have these done on by veterans, by Memorial Day. Uh-huh. But we've been doing it every 6 months. We'd have it on by Veterans Memorial Day, Veterans Day and 4th of July. But now then we're going to have to go probably on a yearly basis because of the numbers coming in, unless we get a lot of donations to help sponsor these unsponsored people.
Uh-huh. It's always exciting to see the work going on and then people's names being added here. I would hope there's not anybody out there that hadn't heard about that.
Well,
what's going on.
I do too. I just give out a pamphlet this morning for somebody that a veteran that didn't have his name on here, you know. And Robert has been real good. Robert Carpenter has been real good to go out and solicit names. In fact, he was telling me this morning that he was talking to somebody at Whataburger while he was getting him a cup of coffee, and he was getting him signed up.
Yeah, he did such a job. Going all over the county to visit places and really just take those brochures all over the county.
Yes, he did. And Robert signed up over 700 when an original sign up, and he surveyed, I forget how many of the cemeteries here in Hopkins County. I think there are 67 cemeteries in Hopkins County, and he got almost all of them surveyed. You know, that's where we found a lot of people, you know, that was veterans that had been buried and there was no record of. And so he was able to take those names and go back and connect them with records and get them on there.
Anybody that has a veteran that they want to get on, call Pam Elliott, I guess, or perhaps Tommy Allison?
Yes, they can call Pam Elliott at Celebrate Realty. Uh-huh. or Tommy Allison's law office. And I don't have those telephone numbers just right off the top of my head. Or they can call me, 903-439-7410 or 903-885-1551. I'd be glad to help. Or they can go to hcvm.org and all of the information, even a form is on there.
KSST News.